Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. to the church, y'all, on a Sunday morning. Stood outside contemplating whether I should walk through the door. You see, a lot of folks know me from way back when. People holding me to all those past sins. But I know all have sinned and come short of His glory. Yeah. I'm just glad I'm still here to tell the story.
Carlinda, if for those who do not know, welcome to the broadcast today. I am going to be talking about the topic is whatever that means, and you'll understand later on. But we are living in turbulent times, and things are all chaotic and coronavirus and this election and all that, you know, and we forget as followers of Christ, you know, that Jesus has to be the center of your life, because we get caught up in all this political and all this health stuff, you know, and for us, you know, it's like, we forget who we are in Christ by consuming ourselves with the latest reports on politics or the coronavirus or whatever device you guys have, you know, or whatever device I have too, you know. When I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. So, you know, right now, you know, with everything going on, you know, it's been coronavirus has been spiking up and everything. And, you know, the thing is that this is God's wake-up call for everybody, you know, and then this election too, you know, of who really runs the country, who really runs the show, you know. It's really not human, you know, our human carnal mind running the show, you know. It's the fact that, you know, God is running the show, and God's in control of everything. You know, and a lot of times we don't accept that, and we can't accept that because from carnal thinking to the point where, you know, it's like thinking and being in the spirit is far away from us, you know. And so, you know, the thing is that while it's being far away from us, our lives are being cluttered with all this chaos, all this confusion, all this controversy, you know, of who's the president and who won what, you know, whatever. That, you know, we are, you know, it's sending people into the hospitals, literally having anxiety and panic attacks because they're not in control of what goes on. And, you know, for me, studying forensic psychology, I will tell you that when people have anxiety attacks, it's because they have not fully let go of something, you know. And, you know, we can't keep on walking around saying, well, okay, whatever, you know, it is what it is, you know. I mean, we can, but would you rather be right or would you rather be happy, you know? And, you know, the thing is that, you know, when something doesn't make sense to us, you know, and a lot of this doesn't make sense to us, you know, and stuff. But, you know, our country in the United States of America has gotten too comfortable, you know. And God's been trying to warn people over this weather disaster, that weather disaster, fire, you know, and all that, you know, burning down in California and everything. And God's been trying to get us to wake up. But this coronavirus, some people are waking up and some people are still sleeping, you know. And through this time of the coronavirus, yes, it's testing times and trying times for us. But the thing is that, you know, how much of it are we making more out of something than what it really is, you know? Because, you know, I know that I can go from, you know, oh my God, you know, I forgot this or this or that or the other thing, and then I can be, you know, stressing out, you know, when I can be just giving it all to God and letting him take care of it, you know. And I don't need to pull my hair out in the meantime, you know. And when when I get like super intense and stuff, you know, is because I'm causing myself that, you know, and or something else is causing that because of the fact that you haven't dealt with something back in your life, you know, it's a symptom to an underlying issue, you know, and so, you know, for me, you know, the stuff that's going on really is matching up quite nicely with what the Bible talks about of the end day, you know, the end times and stuff, you know, and we are going to be hitting more trials and tribulations, but, you know, we can walk around and say, well, whatever, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Well, no, you know, not always, you know, I mean, if I didn't get better, you know, I mean, it wasn't whatever that means, you know, I mean, it was, you know, I sink or I swim, you know, and which one am I going to think about, you know, and do, you know, and God gave me the strength 13 years ago to keep on, you know, because I just wanted to give up, quite honestly, you know, and just say, forget it, you know, I'm done, you know, I wipe my hands, but God had other plans, and, you know, I got busted and stuff, you know, because that was divine intervention, because he protected the call that and the mantle that God put on my life, you know, and so, you know, I mean, we can't walk around flippant, but we can't walk around, you know, over extending ourselves, you know, and over involving ourselves in what's going on right now. You know, and what's going on right now is in the supernatural, you know, and the thing is that we don't understand it. We can't begin to understand it, but God's going to reveal it to us, you know, in time, you know, and so, you know, for me, you know, I mean, I have to make it make sense, because, you know, by my actions and stuff, you know, I mean, faith without action is dead. The Bible says faith without works is dead, but, you know, my thing is faith without action is dead. And the reason why I put the action part in there is because faith without works is an action word, you know, and it must be put emphasis on, you know, and that's applying it into our everyday lives and getting off of you know, our jobs and going out and doing something, you know, for somebody or for yourself, you know, as far as your business, you know, your personal business goes, you know, whatever. And, you know, sometimes we have a choice that we have to make between God and between, you know, other stuff that we find to consume ourselves in, you know, and for me, you know, I have to flip to a passage in the Bible, and I'm going to read this to you guys, but it is 1 Corinthians 13, and it says, "And now I will show you the most excellent way." And then it goes on to say, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong and clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains. And I'm going to pause there for a second. It says, and if I have faith that can move mountains, you know, and so how big is our faith? You know, how big is it really? You know, and that can move. Okay. And then it says, but have not love, I'm nothing. If I give all possesses to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfection comes, the impact disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. And that's really powerful for me because let me read that one more time. Now we see but a poor reflection in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. And that could be hitting your bottom to whatever, you know, situation that you find yourself in. And, you know, for me, it was alcohol. It was drugs and stuff, right? And so, you know, I had nobody else to blame. No more bridges to burn. You know, because I burned everything down in the ground, and it was time for me to look at me, you know, and see what I did in the equation, you know, and the damage that I did. So, okay. So now I'm going to read the other thing too. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as if I'm fully known. And these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. You know, and how loving are we? You know, or are we just all caught up in ourselves to the point where we can't even see the forest from the trees? So, you know, the thing is that, you know, that we have to we can't compromise our values and our standards and our morals and what God has convicted us on, you know. And when God convicts somebody, you know, they are quick to, you know, try to blame somebody else. But the thing is that, you know, I mean, we got to take responsibility for our part in this situation, you know, and going on. And too many people spend too much time with the enemy because they're like, well, the devil is a lie, or you know, they keep glorifying the devil in everything. Well, you know what? Not everything is the enemy's fault. You know, it's you know, the fault of ours. You know, and as soon as we come to that reality, you know, we'll be better off because then we're not in denial or anything, you know, and we're not living a lie, you know, and being somebody that we're not. We want to come into our own in Christ, you know, and be the individual that we are in Christ, you know, not the individual that was or what, you know, because see, that's past tense. You know, what's the pretense right now? You know, what does that look like? You know, and so, you know, for me, I just have to, you know, keep the plug in the jug and keep going, you know. And you know, the thing is that not everything is about us either, you know. I mean, we can, you know, worry ourselves to death over who what thinks what of us, you know. And really, is it any of our concern? No, it's not. Because, you know, the church will prevail. You know, the church will prevail. And so, you know, when the church prevails, then that's what it is. You know, and I'm really thinking about, you know, my part in this situation and what's going on, you know, because we know in part, but we're blaming the enemy for a lot of our mess that we create, you know. And God is not the author of confusion, I can guarantee that. You know, and so whenever anything's confusion, it's not of God. You know, I mean, are we, you know, making this stuff up, you know, as we go and causing turmoil and chaos everywhere we go, you know. And you know, I'm gonna read this right here in Isaiah 54:17. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So, you know, it doesn't matter who's talking about who and who's doing what. The thing is that, you know, it's that we're going to be vindicated if we're God's child. So, you know, the thing is that, you know, I want you to marinate on this stuff for a while, and we're going to listen to a song, and then we're going to talk more about this.
Somebody scream! We'll be right back. tune was slugging. The whole nine, I mean the robbing, the dealing, the mugging, the clubbing, the premarital loving. The type to put one in the oven, but I wasn't trying to be the husband. Sin was Lord, and I always obeyed the master. It told me sell drugs just to get the paper faster. Let me go to church for wit and let me imitate the pastor. It only let me imitate my favorite rapper. So the deal was I grew up doing the ill stuff. We'll fight the cops so they do want to steal cuffs. Go in, do my bid, like the Mac when it was done. Say, cool out, kid, I'll be back. But lately there's been some friction. I've been feeling sort of sick from this heart condition. It's an unusual affliction. When I do wrong, that's when it kicks in.
From your description, you know it sounds like conviction.
I knew something was going wrong when I bumped into a kid so soft, I thought his name should be Pumpkin. Recognizing he was a weaker type of creature, I decided to take his beeper and his sneakers. You could tell for this kid that a fight was a rare sport, cause with ease I held him up like flights at the airport. He bleeded.
Don't take my beeper, I need it. And I'm a sneak, let me keep my brand new Adidas.
That's what signs of the sickness manifested. My mindset be nice and do what the man suggested. I broke down like a fraction, gave him back what I took away like subtraction. I'm puzzled and I'm struggling through this distraction. The reciprocal on my typical reaction. Yeah, I blast him, I made tracks, man. Then a flashback happened. That's when the rugged me kicked back in.
I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals.
The last week I was in my dad's black Jeep, rolling mad deep with mad peeps smashing the back seat. We took a back street, a Pontiac tried to pass me. I sped up and made him crash by the trash heap. The accident was nasty, if you ask me. I would have laughed, but then it happened again. The sickness harassed me. Oh no, not again. I had hurt a lot of men, but never felt bad before. Even when I shot a friend for ease, I thought I should step to the weed spot. Cause I was losing my cool like melted freeze pops. My knees knocked as my conscious eavesdrop. Found the weak spot and said,
you spin too much, please stop.
Deep dark situation as it gets deeper. I started getting second thoughts about getting the reefer. But what scared me was this internal reasoning. It was God's seizure, man, and you're not pleasing him. This was hard to swallow like food without seasoning. Me believing him, I'd rather not breathe again before receiving him. You would see a turtle beat a rabbit and a cheetah in the 100 meters, friend. That's all. That was the last straw. I was ready to blast off to a place I didn't have enough cash for. But with the swiftness, the sickness turned up the pitch, and with the quickness, I felt they clutched me like a sick shit.
I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals.
Yeah, you have no idea just how absurd it is, but check the word of this witness. Now get this, I heard of this. Prove that to rip rhymes murderously, but I heard it would be Christian. I thought absurd as can be, and churches to me can make the hard rocks feel nervous. But I went cause I heard this would be an outdoor service. I got there and saw mad youth, not in the mad truth. Rocking mad hats and boots and not plaid suits. Ass truth crashed through, my heart ached like a bad tooth. This hard rock got soft for them brown spots on bad fruit. I came with a heart of stone like a statue. Then the rap crew got under my skin like a tattoo. They rapped about a man dying, and I was crying. They said he died so I could be saved like Private Ryan. We all could see zoomorphically he's a lion. Coming to rule from Zion with a scepter of iron. Trying to hold back. Tears that wanted to flow, Jack couldn't control that. It felt like my soul cracked in half, and Jesus started looking much bigger than drugs or liquor, or thugs pulling the trigger. And it was the first bed I ever felt so cursed, and next to one so perfect. My soul thirsted to worship. Scuffling, tussling, my feathers he ruffled them. I tried to duck them in, tried to get back to my hustling. I must have been affected more than I could have imagined, cause that's been all I could think about since it happened.
I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. I used to be a thug, I know God is real. I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer. No more thug and no more deals.
Jesus.
Welcome back. But, you know, I was thinking while being on break, you know, is that, you know, I just want to, you know, emphasize to you guys is that, you know, for me, I have to take a spiritual and moral inventory of myself every day, you know, to keep my spiritual house clean, you know, and, you know, so, you know, I mean, you know, the thing is, the topic was whatever that means, but do you see that? I mean, a lot of this stuff to us doesn't make any sense, you know, and it doesn't make common sense, but, you know, the thing is that it makes sense as far as physically goes, you know, because in the Bible, you know, it prophesies over the last days, you know, and what that was going to be like. And we haven't seen nothing yet, you know. I mean, if we think this is bad, things are going to get worse, you know. And so everybody that says, well, you know, it just keeps getting worse, you know, and all that, you know. And see, the thing is that, you know, whatever that means, that has to have a mindset, you know. It's your mindset, you know, because it says in Romans 12:1-2, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, you know. And so we got to get a different, you know, mindset, you know. And I'm going to do something today, you know, the thing is that, you know, we can't manage things on our own, you know, even by ourselves, we, you know, screw things up, we burn things down to the ground for ourselves, you know, and stuff, and so, you know, if let me ask you a question. If you knew where you were going, could you tell me for sure where you were going if you were to die today? You know, I know that for me, you know, I already know where I'm going, you know, and the whatever that means is a flippant attitude, and it can be a flippant attitude of who cares, you know. I just want what I want when I want it, and that's that, you know. And so, you know, God really wants us to draw near to Him. So, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, we need Christ in our lives, you know, and without Christ, we're really nothing, you know. And I mean, I'd rather be something in Christ than nothing at all, and with the enemy, you know, and, you know, and myself. You know, and a lot of times, you know, I'm finding that I'm my worst critic. I'm my worst enemy. You know, I mean, I do, you know, I have unrealistic expectations on myself, and then I get mad, you know, or disappointed or whatever, or depressed about, you know, I'm not good enough and all this other stuff, you know, and that's just a lie. You know, we can't rely on our head and our feelings, because they'll lie to us. You know, the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy, you know, and so, you know, for me, you know, I mean, I don't want to mess around with that, you know. So I'm offering today salvation to somebody, you know, that may be listening to this, you know. And Romans 10:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, you know. And so, you know, in John 3:16, that whosoever believeth in me will not perish but have eternal life, you know. And so, you know, for me, I'm going to do a little bit something different today, you know, is I'm going to open it up to whoever wants to call in. And pray the prayer of salvation if you really want. You know, or maybe we're all saved and we know where we're going. So I'm going to give like about 2 minutes for somebody to call in and talk to me if they want to. So, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, I mean, ever since I became a Christian, you know, a follower of Christ, you know, my life has gotten so progressively better. I mean, it's unbelievable. I have a ministry, I'm in school, you know, and I mean, it's incredible what God has done in my life. So I just want to extend the same opportunity to somebody, you know, and maybe you're at your bottom and you're just like, I don't know what to do anymore, you know, and I understand that, you know. So nobody has called in, so I guess everything's fine, you know, according to us, right? So, you know, I think I'll talk about this, whatever this means, you know, more later as we go on, because there's a lot to unravel in this, you know, type of thinking, you know, so, you know, you guys, I want you to know that God loves you, and no matter how bad things seem, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens, because the God that I serve, you know, it does miracles, you know. And so, you know, I'm gonna just say that, you know, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens, because you don't know what's in store, you know. You don't have any idea, you know, like I had no idea 13 years ago, you know. And so, you know, I will see you next week, and have a blessed week. And just know that no matter what the situation is, that God is in control. You know, God is in control of everything, and we don't need to worry about it. You know, and just surrender yourself to God. You know, and get in that secret place with him, you know. So anyway, I will let you all go, but I will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in.
the quicker we're gonna get through it, you know. This world is headed for a dead end if we don't pray and ask God to forgive our sins. Salvation still for the nations. We're already living in the book of Revelation. I believe we can make things better. One nation under God, we can do it together. Come on.
Side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.